What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 197. All right, so this is a little bit of a shorter episode, but I just want to give you a reminder, and it's something that now being in the 40th year of my life, I feel like is, I've just really been living this year, and I want to pass it along to you because I want you to live this as well. I promise you, you know, when it comes to experiences, when it comes to doing fun stuff, and maybe sacrificing a little bit of the work in order to have a little bit more fun, you're never going to regret it. So make sure, maybe you're bogged down with stuff right now. Maybe you're a little tired, a little wore out. Maybe you've been working too much, not having a lot of fun. It could be a number of these different things. If that is you at all, you have to listen to this. And then please do what I'm asking you to do in this episode. All right, everybody, I'm super excited for this one. Also, again, I'm going to ask you every single week, as long as we're in the business, to go to crossomeats.com. I know a lot of you listen. Hopefully you're getting some value. If you are, I don't ask you to give me a bunch of money to coach you or mentor you or any of that type of garbage. Really, all I ask is eat some really good, high quality beef. So if you're gaining value from the show, if you love following along, any of that, grab yourself some Crosso Meats. Best way you can support the podcast is to be able to do that. So go to www.crossomeats.com. So again, it's plural, www.crossomeats.com. Also, if you want to be a subscriber, you get a really cool shirt. So there's that too. You could be a subscriber. All right, everybody, let's get started.
So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. So excited to be able to chat with you. This is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode because got a lot of stuff going on, but I want to just give you a quick reminder because I feel like this is something that I was so bad at, and now kind of being in my 40th year of being on this wonderful planet, I feel like I've focused on it a lot more, and it has made me just generally overall more happy, and it kind of comes from a conversation I was having with a guy yesterday, because we're getting ready to go, we're taking a road trip across the state. Going to watch a little concert, Ian Munsick. If you've never heard of him, a lot of people haven't. He's kind of underground country, guy that was grown up in Wyoming, and just awesome music. It's kind of country-ish, kind of hillbilly. Like, I don't even know how to put it. He calls it Western country. Maybe that's why I connect with it, right? Out here in the West, living on a ranch, but I digress. So anyways, we're going over there. Kids absolutely love this guy. They love his music. And we searched it up and we found out that he was coming to Idaho, but just like all the way across the other side of the state. It was like seven hour drive or something like that for us to go. So, hey, it was like, let's load up the kids. Let's road trip. Let's watch a concert. They're going to love it. And let's just do it. And so kind of coming back to the conversation the guy was talking to yesterday, which is because we were talking about this and about us getting ready to leave for the concert. He was like, you know, me and my wife always have these plans and then it just never happens. And like for the first, I feel like 15 years of our marriage, that was kind of how it was with me and Jess, with me and my wife, which is, it was like, you know, we're going to do this big extravagant, like, you know, 15 year anniversary that we just had, you know, not too long ago. And then it was like, we can't do it. You know, it was like, we were going to have this big 10 year anniversary, but she was like, 8 months pregnant or 7 months pregnant with twins. And so we didn't do that. And it seems like it's so easy in life just to get to the, you know, just to justify why we don't do these things. Oh, we can't afford it. Or, you know, we can't do this. We can't do that. And then all of a sudden you get to be an old guy like me, you know, you get to be 40 and you look back and it's like, wow, like I've made good money or I've done some things, but there's also so many things that I didn't do or that I didn't prioritize. And again, like as you get older, and I talk about this a lot because I feel like it rings so true to me, which is as you do get older and you know, maybe it is 40, maybe it's 50 for some people, maybe it's older, but you start gaining more and more perspective on the things that are truly important. Now, I'm not here to say that making money and providing for your family isn't important. I'm not here to say that, you know, maybe the chores or the obligations that you have around your house aren't important, but everything comes with a cost. And does it cost us money to drive across the state, you know, lose out on potential work or whatever else? Yes. But what also comes with a cost is when you're not doing these things with your kids, when you're not doing these things with your wife or with your husband, because there's a cost on that as well. But for us, I think our human brains are so much wired to be like, oh, well, if I save money, then that's just always good, right? It's like maybe we were growing up and we were frugal. Maybe we grew up poor. Maybe we grew up with kind of this like poor mindset, broke mindset, whatever it is. And so our brain goes to like, no, I shouldn't do that. You know, like think of this. How many times have you really wanted to do something or really maybe even wanted something? You're like, ah, no, I shouldn't do that. And then if you really ask yourself like, well, why shouldn't I do that? Is there a logical reason? Is it because I really shouldn't? Or is it because like, you know, I've been programmed and ingrained in my brain that, you know, it's crazy for me to pick up and leave for a couple of days? Because again, like I have been so guilty of this. I'm still guilty of this. But my 40th year, I've tried to make some changes around this exact concept. And the reason for that is because I feel like I am gaining the perspective of, you know, I see how fast my oldest daughter's growing up. She's 13. She's gonna be 14 in a few months. And you start thinking, it's like, it's only like four more years, five more years until she's out of the house. Like that's not very much time at all. And you start looking at my twins and like, they're already almost 6 years old and how fast that's going. And you know, there's the old saying, and I've said it so many times before, but it's like the days go slow, but the years fly by. And that's, it just rings so true as you get a little bit older. I remember being younger and it's always like, ah, we'll just do it later. We'll do it later. We'll put this off. We'll put that off. Well, then you start seeing like, you know, and maybe this sounds morbid, but it's like you start seeing people around you die. You know, when I saw my dad die, it was like, wow. Okay. Like, yeah, I've had grandparents die that were old. And, you know, I've seen some old people die and, you know, maybe young people die, but outside of, you know, my wife's brother, it would never really hit super close to home. And you just start thinking you kind of have forever to do these things. But the reality is like you get a little older, you get more perspective, you start seeing how the world actually works. And it's like, you know what? Like, I don't know how much time I got. And so like, does that mean you should be reckless and go and spend your last dollar, you know, to buy something you don't need? Yeah, I probably wouldn't recommend that. But on the flip side, like I've just seen so many people who get older in life and they're like, you know what? I wish I would have taken the trip. I wish I would have, you know, done that with my kids. That thing that we always talked about. I wish we would have done that. And like, that's a really bad spot to be in. Like, I don't think any of us want to be 65, 70 years old, sitting around thinking of all the things that we could have, should have, would have done, but we didn't. And so like this year, and I'm not like telling you this to brag, but it's like this year I've like, it's been crazy. We went to, you know, Vegas for my birthday and, you know, we did all the Vegas stuff and we went and watched a Luke Bryan concert. And then, you know, not too much longer after that, we watched a Luke Combs concert and we went and raced, you know, race cars in Vegas again. And then, you know, we're going to an Ian Munson concert and road tripping across the state. And like literally one of these things that we've done in the last 6 months would maybe happen once every 2 or 3 years for us. You know, we went out to Missouri and went to, you know, a big live event and watched that. And me and my wife got some good quality time just away from everything. You know, we've done like in the last 6 months, we have done more things than what we've probably done in the last 3 years in terms of like just doing it, you know, just going for it. And I know that, and like I'd posted a while back a little bit about this, and then it almost makes me feel guilty because I never want to be the guy that's like, look at me and look at my great life and how we're doing all this cool stuff. But at the same time, like what I want to hopefully inspire, compel, whatever for you to do is to do some of those things. Just understand that we're not guaranteed. Seriously, take the trip. Just like, you know, the guy I was talking to yesterday, it's, you know, when he's talking about, yeah, me and my wife always have these plans and then this stuff comes up, it's like, I get it. Totally get it. That was me for like the first 15 years of our marriage. And what I really want to do is I want to keep forcing myself to do this because I have the same thoughts, I guarantee you, that everybody else has, which is I can't afford it. We've got too much going on. We just shouldn't do it. You know, for whatever reason, I shouldn't do this or I shouldn't do that for whatever reason. Again, like the whole shouldn't do this or shouldn't do that. Sometimes I feel like you have to ask yourself why and then ask yourself why again. And a lot of times we get to this BS answer. which usually comes back to some type of, lack of, probably some type of a scarcity mindset, which is like, I can't afford to do it because I should be working. And if I'm not working, I'm going to feel guilty. And if I'm not working, I might not have money. And then I can't pay my, and we just like go in this big loop. But the reality is that a lot of times we can do it. Like, you don't have to have some extravagant trip. You don't have to go stay in a 5-star hotel or any of that if you can't afford it. But chances are you could take the trip. You could do the things. Because I guarantee you, most of you out there aren't as busy as what we are, right? Like, again, that might sound a little bit arrogant or whatever, but I promise you, between a couple of different businesses and 4 kids and school and camps and, like basketball camps and basketball tournaments and like all the stuff we've got going on, like, I promise you, you're not any busier than what we are. And for somehow, some way, we've been able to make it happen over the last 6 months. And I think like every aspect of your life when you're doing these things gets better. Because one of the big things is, I know a lot of you that listen to this, you're out there, you're working hard, you're trying to get better, you're trying to do bigger things. And if you never actually kind of reap what you've sown, then you start asking yourself, what the hell am I even doing this for? Because I know I've been there as well. To where when you're out there and it does suck, for me, if it's like I'm out there and it's cold and it's, snowy or rainy or nasty or whatever it is, and it just absolutely sucks, it's really easy to be like, well, what am I even doing this for? Why am I even, going through this struggle? But then when it's like, oh, I go through this so I can do that, this allows me to do some of these things as well. So yes, even though sometimes it sucks, like, it's allowing me to do these other things. Because again, just even for us to leave, it's like we have to find somebody to come and feed, Jess's old horse, and we have to find somebody to feed our steers and our dogs and our all these animals. And, we have a bottle calf right now, so you have to bottle feed him twice a day. And like I promise you, it's very, very hard for us to get away, but we've been forcing ourselves to do it. And so again, like, if you are a little bit younger, I would highly encourage you to do more experiences, right? And that can be super cheap things. That can be going off for a backpack trip for a couple of days and packing some canned foods, right? Like, how expensive is that really to do? Or, maybe if you can't afford it, set aside a weekend here and there, or, 3 or 4 days here and there. I would just encourage you to take the trip. Like, I've never done something like go to a concert, because for me, like, music is really, really, like, I'm just a huge music fan. If I could go to concerts like every week, I would. But we live in Idaho and they're very, very hard to find like good concerts. So you really actually do have to travel a lot if you want to see good concerts. But having said that, music is something, I love live music. I'm the guy who could go to a coffee shop and you just got some random dude over there playing the acoustic. Like, I could sit there and listen to that guy for like an hour. It just, for whatever reason, like, I've played music, I've been in a band, like, I love listening to people, perform music. And if you get people who are really good, who I really like, Luke Holmes, Ian Munsick, these type of people, it's even better. And so I look back and it's like, we've done so much stuff, and it's been chaotic at certain points. I'm not going to lie about it. Been a little chaotic, but being able to be right up front and watching a Luke Holmes concert, like, that's something that I'll remember that for the rest of my life. What I won't remember for the rest of my life is saying no to that because I had too much work to do, or saying no to that because we had something else that just had to be done, right? Like, there's always something. When you live on a ranch, there's always something that needs to be done. Always. Like, it never ends. And so, like, you can literally drive yourself crazy because it's like, oh, we've got to fix this fence, and we've got to build those corrals, and we've got to do this, and we've got to do that. And before we do all that, though, we have to do this, because, like, it just never ends. It never ends. When you have a couple thousand acres, like, there's always something that you should be doing. So you have to be able to have the perspective of knowing, like, look, that stuff isn't going anywhere. Yes, there are certain things that have to be done, and maybe it's more time sensitive. But the reality is that most of the stuff that needs to be done, it'll still be there when we get back in a couple days, right? It'll still be there in a few weeks if that's what it takes. But these trips and these memories, they may not be. They may not be. And I've talked about it a lot, but I'll continue just beating it into my head and hopefully into all of your heads, which is, I want to be the guy, when I get to the end of my life, I can look back and be like, you know what? We did some cool stuff. You know, like, we as a family, like, I see my brother right now, and I respect it so much. You know, he's taken like a week and took his family to Vegas. His daughter is, my niece is getting ready to leave to go play volleyball. And so she has to leave for college way early. And they took like a week, or I don't even, maybe a week and a half or something like that. And they went to Hawaii, looks like from what I see on the IG that, you know, it's a beautiful place. He told me it's like a couple of the best days of his life when I was talking to him last night. And I don't know how much it costs. It probably costs a ton of money. But literally, like, ask yourself, if you had a kid who was getting ready to go to college and you had the opportunity to just spend a week with them and have it be a couple of the best days of your life, like, honestly, how much is that worth to you? I know for me, it's worth anything. It's worth everything. Like, there's nothing that could be that I would be willing to pay more for. But yet so many of us, we fall into, I can't afford it. I can't do it. We can't do that. We just shouldn't do that. But then I guarantee, like, my brother, his wife, his kids, they'll all remember this trip for the rest of their life. To create a lifelong memory. Seriously, ask yourself, what is that worth to you? I know for me, like, so many of the concerts I've gone, they're things that I remember forever. They're some of my most fun times. So in terms of, like, how much it's going to cost us to drive across the state, stay in a hotel, you know, do all of this type of stuff, don't even care. Don't care. Oh, maybe that's easy for you, Derek, because you have a bunch of... No, I'm not, like, super wealthy, right? Like, hopefully someday, like, that's what I'm working for. But at the same time, to see my little, you know, 5-year-old girls light up when they see one, like, their favorite singer, like, that's going to be priceless for me. You know, to see my 10-year-old, my 13-year-old, they love this guy's songs. They sing along to the songs all the time. Like, that's priceless. They're stoked because we're staying at a hotel with a pool, right? I mean, that even just that little thing right there is almost worth it in and of itself. And so I want to wrap this one up, like I said, a little shorter this week, but take the trip. Seriously, like, take the trip. Do the thing, whatever it is. Money, it comes and it goes. That's one thing I've realized too, the little older I get, is that, you know what, money, it flows, man. And it seems like the better you feel, the better your mindset is, the better your attitude is, the more of it you acquire, you attract. And so when you're happy and you're doing things and you understand why you're working hard, when you're working hard, when you're able to enjoy that stuff, and more importantly, share it with your family, share it with your kids, it just seems like the money just flows. Don't ask me why. It just, I don't know. That's been my experience. But when you're tight and you're greedy, and it's almost like the laws of reciprocity, right? Like, if you're super tight with your money, then a lot of times it seems like it's super tight to get money. And it's almost like an energy thing, right? Like, not to go all woo-woo, but that's the way it's been in my life. It's almost like the more easy I am, the more I'm giving, the more I'm sharing experience, it just seems like the more money that seems to come our way. And so I think that, again, it comes back to a lot of energy. So not to go off on the woo-woo side, but I do believe that to be true. So again, take the trip, do the thing, experience things, have lifelong memories. I promise you, you will never get to your deathbed and look back and be like, you know what I wish I would have done? I wish I would have worked harder that weekend that I decided not to go to the concert. You know what I wish I would have done? I wish I would have, you know, made a few more phone calls for work or whatever, instead of going on that trip and taking my, you know, my graduating daughter for, you know, creating lifelong memories. Like, that'll never cross your mind. I promise you. I know that much. So take the trip, do the thing, create some experiences, enjoy life. I mean, at the end of the day, none of us are getting out of it alive, right? Like, we're not, none of us are going to be here for all that long, whether that's a little bit longer than others, maybe, maybe not, but none of us are going to be here that long. So you might as well enjoy the time that you have. All right, everybody, get out there, do the thing, take the trip. Talk to y'all soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.